Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Joining my colleague, Michael Yon, at Michael_Yon is how to follow Michael's reporting. Moving across the globe these last years, watching the migration story, the global south moving to the global north. Global south is now a term of art used at the BRICS meeting in Johannesburg and now at the G20 meeting in Delhi. Global south. The industrial powers, the G7, the G20, are recognizing that the global south, with poor governance and strained by climate and by resources, are looking for security, and that means migration to the global north. Michael's seen this phenomenon in the Darien Gap in Panama, on the Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California border, on the Greek-Turkish border, on the North African-European Union border, on the Belarus-Lithuania border, always the same phenomenon. The global south, or countries that are governed poorly, moving to the north, people voting with their feet. Right now, Michael's been weeks in along the Mexican border with Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. We last spoke with him, he was in Las Vegas. We were checking on his revelation to us that in Brownsville, Texas, there is a decommissioned Walmart's big parking lot, a building containing hundreds of young males who are unaccompanied by their parents. Why are they there? Where are they going? There's a comparable collection of young women, young girls nearby. This is the result of the migrants coming through the border and decisions made by the Biden administration and Border Patrol. So I'm going to first check on what Michael can tell us about the children who are being distributed around the country. And then we're going to speak of what Michael can tell us about the border, the Mexican border with Texas, especially facilities that are under construction. Michael, a very good day to you. Is there news from Brownsville about those children? Who's distributing them and why?
Well, clearly the United States government is behind it. Southwest Key is one of their little hand-washing techniques that they, use to make it look like somebody else is doing it. But the United States government is clearly helping huge numbers of people across the border every day, at least 10,000 between the northern and southern border and washing up on the beaches of Florida and that sort of thing. Not to mention how many are flying in and have actual visas but are never intending to leave. And so many of these children end up in various camps, for instance, in the former Walmart Supercenter there in Brownsville, Texas. Anybody can go see it. The crazy people just some years ago were saying that they were going to use these superstores as detention facilities, and it sounded completely crazy. And I've had to make some apologies to people because they turned out to be not crazy. They were right. And so there it is. Anybody can drive over and see it. Just go to the Walmart Supercenter, former Walmart Supercenter. There's a pizza place right across from the parking lot. You can sit there and have a pizza and watch the children be trafficked. I mean, it's that clear. The sheriffs don't raid the place. FBI's not hitting it. It's right there in the open. And these little facilities are all over the place in Texas and in other states. And the children are being trafficked from places like Harlingen Airport, McAllen Airport. They're being flown day and night to places like Orlando and Jacksonville and Tampa and New York. They're being flown all over the United States. They're being delivered to people that pick them up, often at baggage claim at places like Orlando Airport. Others are delivered by rental cars and rental vans to residences in Florida and New York and other states, all over the United States, actually, including Alaska. So nobody knows what's happening to these children, or I'm sure people know, but it's not public. Why are these so-called 80-something thousand missing children? I think the number, I can't back this up, but just intuitively looking at the many situations that we get exposed to, that number must be much, much higher than that. I mean, where are these children going? Are they being sex trafficked? Are they being, I don't know. I mean, some people say maybe organ harvesting. I have no idea. But the bottom line is they are definitely being trafficked. That's a done deal. And we can demonstrate that. We have thousands of addresses where they've been delivered to. We have the names of thousands of the children and the ages and their countries of origin and that sort of thing. But where are they going to? Nobody knows. Or somebody knows, but we don't.
Also, you were in El Paso earlier. El Paso is one of the major crossing avenues from Mexico. And you said that it was one evening, I recall, Michael, you said that the migrants who had come across were gathering around the Catholic Church. But what was most interesting was you and a colleague were driving around. There was a camp under construction, a very large camp that was going to be a series of barracks with probably a hospital facilities. And you were trying to ascertain who was building it. I presume that camp is still there and still under construction. Is that your presumption?
It is. Actually, Anthony Rubin of muckraker.com just droned that camp again. He just drove all the way from California to Florida, droning camps along the way and getting historical footage. And he's been publishing it on muckraker.com. And I was there with Anthony earlier this year, and they were building it right in front of us. And they were the guards there were extremely aggressive when we came up. Like to the point where it looked like they might go to violence against us. I mean, it was wild. And all we did was show our faces, and, you know, they went crazy on us. You'll see this in a lot of the facilities. For instance, down in Brownsville, Texas, they didn't go. We were there, I don't know, a month and a half ago or so. I was there with Ann Vandersteel and some others. They didn't get violent with us or act crazy, but their behavior was aggressive toward us. And it's just quite interesting how they're not professional about it. They're more like, you know, what are you doing here? You know, that sort of thing. And so what are they covering up is the bigger question. They know they're doing dirt. They know they're committing felonies. They know they're committing child trafficking, acts of mass child trafficking, and they're covering it up.
Michael, there was another facility that you called Colonia that was being built, and the number prepared for 200,000 people. Where is that, Michael?
That's north of Houston, and it's in a place called Colony Ridge, and it's near Plum Grove. It's in Liberty County, right, just north of Houston. Liberty County, Plum Grove, it's called Colony Ridge. We call it Abbott City, named after Governor Abbott. Now, we understand that this did not start under Governor Abbott, but it continues under Governor Abbott, and therefore it's Abbott City.
Is it under construction? How big is it?
I just had a friend fly over it a few days ago. He just sent me more photos. We have somebody flies over it once a week and makes photos for us. So I just took two congressmen up there, Congressman Luttrell and Babin. We flew in a helicopter that was flown by a friend named Dave Cannon. He doesn't matter. He doesn't mind if I say his name. Dave has been watching that thing grow. And it's just amazing to watch this grow. They're knocking down wetlands. You can drive out there and see it. It's public. There's public roads out there. Just drive out. Colonia, by the way, is a term used in Mexico for colonies. So you'll see, if you look on the map of the little towns across the border by Mexico and Texas, you'll see many of them called Colonia. It has a couple of different meanings. Colonia can mean like a favela. It can mean sort of like a slum, but it can also mean a colony, right? So, and in this instance, north of Houston, it's a colony. And you know, you see, you and I were talking earlier about New York City, for instance, Mayor Adams talking about, you know, telling these aliens to stay in Texas, you know, that they could stay in places like this Colonia for 200,000 people. But keep in mind, there's about 10,000 people coming in per day. So a city for 200,000 people, that's just 20 days worth of people.
Are there people already staying at Colonia, or is it still under construction? Your people fly over it. Do they see people down there?
Oh yeah, there's plots being sold. We've gotten a lot of the names of the people buying the plots and that sort of thing. But there's people down there, for instance, about 2 months ago or so, you can find it in the news, maybe 2.5 months, there was a shooting, an illegal alien Mexican who had lived there. He had been deported several times. He was out shooting his rifle at night, and he apparently he was drunk or something along those lines, and the illegal alien Guatemalans, who were his neighbor, came and complained, and he answered that by going to their door and shooting holes through it and busting down the door and killing the entire family, right, including the infant child. And I went there with Todd Bensman. We went to that house. There's bullet holes still in the front door. They've got little stickers on the front of the, you know, happened.
Was that in Colonia, the camp that's being built, or nearby?
It's just nearby. Yep. Uh-huh. It's part of it. It's part of the sort of ecosystem, let's say.
Now, you mentioned New York. The news in New York is that right now, officially, there are 100,000 people who are guaranteed shelter. That's the law in New York, shelter and food. And there are 21,000 migrant children guaranteed to be educated. New York City is not prepared for this, nor are the people who are there. They've come with the understanding that there's work for them. There's not much work. And the Manhattan and other parts of the city are feeling pressed right now. Let's put it that way. Mayor Adams is very alarmed. But recently, Michael, there was an announcement from Washington that the Biden administration's recommendation was to stay in Texas. Governor Abbott of Texas immediately objected. Does that make sense to you, that there's a place for people to stay in Texas? You've talked about Colonia. You've talked about a place in El Paso. But we need much more than that. Have you seen other facilities under construction? Have you heard anything about preparing the ground for tens of thousands of people to stay in Texas?
The only adult way to handle this is to close the border. And those who say the border cannot be closed have no idea what they're talking about. The border can easily be closed, right? It can be closed by, for instance, stopping trade with Mexico, which will cause very serious problems for the U.S. economy. But bringing these people in here the way that they're doing it now is going to – New York hasn't seen anything yet. We can easily close the border through various means. We are the United States government is facilitating. I'm in Panama right now. I'm looking at the Panama Canal right in front of me. Right, Highway 1 is right here. Highway 1 is an artery going through the Darien Gap up to United States. People that are going across from me right now, up in buses, will be up in the United States in a week or two. They can be in New York in 2 weeks. Right, I'm in Panama City. They can be in New York in two weeks, and they will be.
All right. Let's go to Panama City. Michael has left the United States. He's now in Panama City, he just told you. And he's headed to the Darien Gap, where he's been in 21, in 22, in 23, and now he's going back because the numbers in the Darien Gap are overwhelming Panama, and Panama has watched everything develop these last years. We've gone from weeks where there were no migrants coming through the gap to now weeks where there are 1,500 a day or more. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.